It's time for your Market Line Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. The wheat market rallied on Wednesday with news of Russia decreasing its production outlook. Other markets struggled, worrying about demand in the midst of increased tensions with China. Here's Virginia McGathy with more on the wheat rally.
Today, the big story was wheat that really jumped up with Russia cutting its crop output, I think really gave the market a shot in the arm. And of course, we know that a lot of the managed funds are short the wheat markets. And so when they start to scramble to cover their shorts, they start pushing the market up by themselves. And at some point they were up almost 18 cents, which is a big move that we haven't seen in wheat for quite a while. We'll need some fundamental support to keep this market going. But for today, it was really, really strong all day.
In closing markets, Chicago July wheat futures closed up 21 and a quarter cents to 516 and a half. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 16 cents to 456 and a half. September corn closed up 2.5 cents to 366 and a quarter. Portland prices for dark northern spring wheat rallied 9 and a quarter cents, ranging from 618 and a quarter to 638 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle futures fell 85 cents on the August board to $99.15. Feeder cattle for August down 87 and a half cents to 134.05. Class 3 milk for August up another 3 cents to $21.53. This has been your Market Line Report. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.